Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on Indiana Freedom, talkradio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday, appropriately, the 7th day of November, 2017. It's also 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and they're saying we're going to get 45 degrees. I don't see it. It's cold. I mean, it feels like winter here now, and it's only going to get worse. That being said, see what we have on the end. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about what's being broadcast out there these days, and we're going to do that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation. You soon end up dead. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shame and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love. Outside of town, you could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, like I said, we're going to talk about some, I've been listening to the new programming on the micro effect, and people could come up and say, what do you want to talk about the micro? It's none of your business. It is my goddamn business. You come out on the, fucking airways and you're asking for it. What I'm seeing over there is a concerted effort to move the people away from the Bill of Rights and into something, completely different. We've talked about the fact that the Bundys came out here to Oregon, tip of the spear, the new militia, this is just like the Tea Party. This is just like Occupy. They see any power building, and they're going to make a concerted effort to try and corral that power and gain control. And that's what I see happening over at the Micro Effect. I was listening to Mark this morning, and he's talking about the shooting there in the church there in Texas. And yesterday I was watching the Fox News coverage of the people there at that, by that church. And they was talking to one fellow, and he came out and he goes, this seemed to be the only message he was supposed to be putting out there, was that this is a battle between good and evil, between God and the devil. This isn't about communists and fascists and socialists taking over our country, about an occupation of our country. No, this is good and evil, and it's for the whole world. This is the same shit we run into every time that we start making some goddamn headway in this cause. And, you know, I listened to Mark, and, you know, one of the things he said this morning was that, you know, them people in that church, they were worshiping. So all of them went to heaven, people. Did you know that? You know, there's no accounting for what was the greatest thing there in the, you know, with Jesus Christ. Oh, that's right. It was the betrayal. It was the Judas. Judas betrayed. Now, them people in that goddamn church, that church is 40 miles from San Antonio. And see, Austin is suing, San Antonio and Austin are suing over the immigration laws there in Texas, because they want the free flow in there. You know, the Baptist church down there, this good church, because you can't talk bad about a goddamn church. You can't say nothing bad about a church because, you know, even if they are Judeo-Christians in there who have given allegiance to a foreign king and who promote communism and the invasion of my country, well, they're all going to heaven because they're Christians. I'll tell you people something right now. You can believe me or not. You stand me up. I have fought for your rights. I have physically fought for your rights. I've had my freedom taken away, my blood spilled. And if you, and I know the Bill of Rights, and I know what we're supposed to have, and I have earnestly fought for it. But if you stood me up next to any goddamn Christian, I don't care how big a goddamn traitor they are, and handed Mark Kornke a gun, he would shoot me, because I'm not a Christian, because that's all in the hell this is about to him. This is about a theocracy in your country. I'm sick of this shit. I didn't come out to fight for a goddamn church. I came out to fight for my goddamn rights. And they always told me they'd use my religion against me, he keeps saying. Well, you're trying to use your religion to control me, to change the meaning of the fight that I've been in for 30 years of my life. And you're not going to do it, because you're a small, I'll tell you what it is, people. They are a small minority of fanatics. They are fanatics, and they've always been fanatics. They might equate out of that 75%, they might make 3 or 4%. And the whole idea here is to get the rest of us to, just like since the inception of this country, to do the fighting, so to turn it back over to them so that they can lord over us. And so they can have everything and we can work for them. Well, this ain't gonna happen. You don't stop fighting until that Bill of Rights is the absolute law. I don't care what they think of the first two clauses in the first article. There is no church state, and there is no state church. And if that's attacking your religion, I guess I'm attacking. Because I will think what I choose to think, and it's none of your goddamn business. You stay away from me and leave me alone, or I'll kill you. How about that? And keep your goddamn Bible to yourself, or I'll kill you. You leave me alone. Now, let's look at this a little bit closer. Now, I was following the reporting this morning, and over in the Communist News Network, one of these people that was a member of this church was a fellow named Richard Rodriguez. Richard Rodriguez. But it was a church. You see, it was a Baptist church, and there can be no wrong in the church because it's a church, and they believe in God, and to hell with you people. You patriot people who think that you can think what you want to think because the earth belongs to my God and you will bow before him. Want to bet? Here's what Rodriguez's sister, and I guess it's his niece or whatever in the hell it is, but listen to what this is one of them fine people that are going to heaven while I'm going to hell for being a patriot. This is one of them people that are just fine because they're in that goddamn church.
This explains all my kids say he's in heaven. I don't know what else to do. Everybody tells me I need to be strong because I have children. And I'm trying, but I don't feel strong. Yeah. I don't feel strong.
Listen, you don't have to be strong right now. You shouldn't have to be strong and endure this kind of pain. Evangelina, what's your message? What's the solution here? What do you want people to know?
Well, I want everybody to know to not to sell guns to nobody. I don't know why they passed that law.
Did you hear that? I want everybody to know not to sell guns to nobody. I don't know why they passed that law. You see, this foreign whore doesn't understand that it's a part of our Bill of Rights. That it is an absolute goddamn right that we have to own and keep and bear our private arms. This foreign bitch is here talking, can't even speak clear English, gonna get rid of my rights, are you? I don't know why they passed, she just said she don't know why they passed that law. It wasn't a law passed, you ignorant whore. It is a part of the foundation of this goddamn country, you foreign whore. And you can get the hell out, and I don't give a shit how many Judeo-Christians were mowed down in Texas. How's that grab you? This is what I'm talking about, people. We'll go ahead and listen to the rest of this and listen to what this other foreign bitch has to say.
Anybody can carry a gun now. Even crazy people. Tell the president that. No more guns.
Regina, what's your message?
They said that he had a lot of red flags to prevent him from buying a gun. He had assaults. He was taken away from the military. So when he went, why wasn't there something on his record showing that he wasn't capable of holding? He shouldn't have access to a gun. How are people like this getting a hold of him?
So how, here you have it. Somebody who doesn't even know what your Bill of Rights is. And I guarantee you, she's got more than I do. Just for being here, just for coming here, they're handing it to her hand over fist. And there she is questioning my Bill of Rights, my second article to my Bill of Rights. Who passed this law? It was passed in blood, you two-bit foreign whore. And it will remain long after you're gone. But this is one of them fine people. I mean, Mr. Rodriguez, this gun-grabbing communist piece of shit, he was in there worshiping in that Baptist goddamn church. So he's a good guy. They're Christians. That's what counts. It's a Christian war. If it's a Christian war, I say stand back and let the goddamn Christians fight it. The ones, the fanatics. Bring your 2% out and show us how it's done. Instead, they try to manipulate and try to worm us into a spot. Like I said, it goes back over to, you know, what they did over here in Galice, what happened in Burns, this whole thing. They were coming out to west here to spread their tentacles. The, you know, the here where I live, I witnessed the goddamn Latter-day Saints go head-to-head with the Masonic Lodge because they're both secret societies. And they're both, I mean, these ranchers and these loggers, this is industry, people. This is industry. Now, listening this morning, you know, I've been monitoring what's going on over at the Microfed and getting lots of money coming in there, getting good commercials and shit, and they're pulling right back into the mainstream. This is Joe McNeil. Joe McNeil comes up in the morning on the intelligence report and asks for your money to help support his operation. And then he goes and he broadcasts people like Dan Happel. He has a program called Connecting the Dots. Let's see who Dan Happel is. Dan is a retired businessman living on a ranch near Pony, Montana, with his wife Ingrid, has 3 children and 4 grandchildren, of whom he's especially proud of. Dan graduated summa cum laude in architectural technology from Western Technical College, and after graduation volunteered for the draft and served as an architect in training to the district facilities engineer, headquarters company, U.S. Army, at Fort McNair in Washington, D.C. from 1971 to 73. After discharge, Dan worked as an agriculture designer while continuing his education at Montana State University and the University of Colorado in planning, public administration, and economics. He funded and managed several successful design build commercial construction companies, including Happel and Associates, currently working in 11 states. He returned to Montana in 1996 and continues as an active community member, having served as a county commissioner in Madison County, and is currently serving as the Montana State GOP Finance Chair. And trustee Joe McNeil, you closet Trumpy lying, two-faced, treasonous son of a bitch. The United Precious Metals Association. Oh, would that have anything to do with uranium and gold over in my desert? the Montana Forest Owners Association, Harris Fire Board, and the Montana Forest Stewardship Foundation, chairman of the Montana Forest Stewardship Steering Committee, and became one of only two Montana Master Forest Stewards in 2012 through the MSU-UM Extension Forestry Program, and was recently appointed to the Western Montana BLM Resource Advisory Council. Do you see what's going on here, people? They lost control because they got so fucking greedy. That they, if you let 10 communists in, well, it's a terrible thing. You can't let communists. They tried to, well, they're giving you $10 million. Well, if they're paying, we'll let them fuck our poor people here. We'll let them herd them around for us. Just like the BLM that these bastards built that they're now complaining because the communists took control of it. Then when they built the BLM to run people like you and me off of our public land so that they'd be exclusively theirs to exploit, it was a wonderful organization. And apparently this fella has no problem with it either. And Joe McNeil has no problem giving him airtime. He had Dr. Craig Paul Roberts on today, you know, with the Ronald Reagan administration. I told you people in the beginning that if these bastards could do it, they would go, if they could go back to the Reagan years when we were getting fucked and they were getting everything, that'd be perfect for them. The problem is they are pita and we are mooey. We are the bulk of the population, and we're heavily fucking armed. And all they can do is manipulate. I'm sure they'd like to come up on air and just say, that son of a bitch, we need to be rid of him. They don't want me telling you about your Bill of Rights and the fact that they do have no authority to lord of. They're no better than you are. They put their pants on one leg at a time, and then they go out in their churches, in their secret societies, and they scheme to take more for them, steal it from you. And that's the truth. So you people, what you want to do is you want to go over and you want to help Joe McNeil build the apparatus. You see what happened here is Alex Jones was just completely outed. He's playing mainstream now. And see, they got past this little election, but there's another one coming up. And they're thinking that they got some leverage here, just like Alex tried to use the people that stood at Bunkerville for political leverage. These bastards think that they can pretend that we're a part of what they are, or that they can, what they're trying to do is what Jones did. They're going to try and get some control over us so that they can threaten their political opponents with the power of the people and their guns, which they never intend for us to unleash on these bastards. Make no mistake about it. Because if we step up, they do not have the numbers to defy us. We step up and say it's the goddamn Bill of Rights. I promise you it's the Bill of Rights, and there ain't a goddamn thing they can do about it. Manipulation, sneaky backstabbing, fraud is all they got on their side. And Joe McNeil is this is the guy. What was that last statement here? Was recently appointed to the Western Montana BLM Resource Advisory Council. This same guy who came up on the air and talked about the wrong being done out there at Maller. The BLM, wonder if that's Black Lives Matter, or if that's the Bureau of Land Management. You know, the people who facilitated the killing of Lavoie Finnegan, you know, their brother in arms, their buddy, their good Christian brother. Anyways, I've said my piece. You see, what gets me about all this, they come up and they start just trying to inkle this shit over into trying to turn this into a religious war. When it's a war for political rights, they're trying to turn it and inkle it over and then say, if anybody disagrees, call in. Of course, Joe has already removed from the micro effect anybody who disagrees, but this we can act like we have no opposition. Well, you do.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
If you're a website owner and you're taking in, money, mm-hmm. And your wife gets ill, do you think it's correct to use that money to pay for her doctor bills?
Oh, no. No, I don't know. I don't know if it's, and wait a minute, Mark, I'm going to take that back. If it's how you're making your living, and that it comes, you know, and something like that happens, I guess, I don't know. I mean, I know what you're alluding to, and that's really nothing that ever that never hit me. I mean, if you're doing the right thing and you're doing the best you can, you just do what you can do with what you have. And if something comes along, man, people should forgive you. But if you try and turn on the, I mean, take people and pretend like you're a part, you believe in their Bill of Rights and they're equal standing with you, and then you start going back to the mainstream so that you can make frickin' money. And that so that you, because you really, you would stand in a privileged position because you've always been in a privileged position because you sold out a long frickin' time ago. You made your money. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But, you know, but if said person were to say on air, you know, I'm really having a hard time this month. We got bills to pay. You know, and some of those bills happen to be my wife's medical bills. Do you think he'd get very many,
I don't know. Mark,
that's why I don't send, that's Mark, why I'm real careful where I send my money.
I hear you. But, the thing is, if somebody was earnestly doing the work, you know, and I know I can witness to anybody. You want to be impoverished, step up for the Patriot movement. Really step up. I'm not talking bullshit like Alex Jones or like what McNeil's doing now. I'm talking about refuse to compromise. Refuse to compromise to the Jews. You know, they told me. I mean, they gave me the opportunity to acquiesce to their bend to their will, and I could have kept making. I could make more money. But when you make the decision that you're not going to, that you're not going to compromise what you worked for, what you believe in, and you know, when you, if you were living like that and you had to have money, like something happened, I mean, I expected donations to flow into you if you came on the air and asked it for that, and you were earnest about what you're doing. But not everybody's earnest, man. I'm sorry, people. It just ain't. I mean, McNeil comes up in the morning time with Martin Kornke, and he talks like we talk. And then you go to the next program, and you got this son of a bitch here, this BLM guy, on his. That tells you. And then you hear, listen to the commercials coming in there. The money's going to be right behind it. They've come in, and that network, they're going to try and replace what Alex Jones had that he's lost since he went mainstream. And it's the Bundy crew. I mean, they're the first ones I heard talking about the red pill. Like, we hadn't been, you know, using that on our logo since the start of the site. Oh, you got to take that red pill thing. You see, because they would pretend like they don't know that we exist. But I promise you, they do. They know exactly who we are. And like I said, when this whole thing happened with the Hannons, I offered to go out there. They would never have anything to do with one of those radical militiamen talking about common law. They no, those are the people the government needs to take care of them. Excuse me.
Market share.
There you go. But they would never have anything to do with the, you know, one of those anti-government militia people like Henry Shively. Who, I mean, like I said, if I'd have went out there, it'd have been cut and dry. It'd have been simple. Nobody'd have went out there on a bullshit fraud. It would have been a mandamus, and we're here to enforce this to the death. This is what they cannot have. This is why Joe McNeil will get what he wants, because he will sell your ass out. He's selling you out right now. So make sure you send him a big fat donation today. Anyhow, let's see. They hear the Texas gunman fired 450 rounds. And see, they came up on the news about this later, and somebody was asking at the press conference about this. And, oh, no, there was 15 mags. Well, was there, I mean, this, I'll read you what the article says here. Texas church gunman fired 450 rounds. This is from Providence Journal. The gunman who killed 26 people in a small town Texas church had a history of domestic violence and sent threatening text messages to his mother-in-law, a member of First Baptist, before the attack, in which he fired at least 450 rounds at helpless worshipers, authorities said. You know how many? 450? Well, that'd melt a goddamn barrel, wouldn't it? Or am I missing something here? And another thing, Kornke was up, you know, trying to push it towards the Islamic thing. It's an attack on Christianity. We have to come and fight a Christian war for Christianity because it's Christian, Christian, Christian. No, it ain't. It's about enslaving us. Now, you have taken the crosses down across this country because they're a part of our history. They're a part of our culture. They attack the religion itself with the good people who are a part of it. Because it's a part of our culture. It's a part of our history. Most recently, you'll see they told the Halloweeners, you know, like they attacked Halloween. Now, that sure as hell ain't Christian. But they attacked it. Why? Because It's a goddamn part of our goddamn history and our heritage. It's who we are. It's our culture. And I'm not going to watch these guys just, no, it's Christian. See, they hit a church. Everybody now, we're going to fight a Christian war. We're going to have a theocracy, aren't we? No Bill of Rights. A theocracy. We got to get rid of those first two clauses in that first article. Because it says we can't have one. Ain't going to happen.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
Henry?
Yes. Can you hear me? I heard somebody trying to get in there.
Yeah, you're breaking up a lot, Henry. I don't know why.
Really? Right now I'm... Oh, God dang, man.
Yeah, about every 20 seconds, you're off 20 seconds. 20 on, 20 off.
Oh, really?
It's because he's pissed off.
I don't know. I'm talking normal now. How's that sound? Did anybody hear
that? That sounds good. It's just that you blank out for like 20 seconds, then you come back on.
Henry, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. I can hear you, sir.
Okay, Henry. All righty, Henry. What I would like to see, if possible, for you to have a round table with Joe McNeil and Mark Courtney.
They would never
That's
do
what
it.
I would like to see and get this straightened out.
They would never do it. They would never do it. Mark Courtney's never even talked to me on the phone. Can you believe that? He wouldn't. No, I mean that would they would never do it because they have no argument. Either that bill. You know what? The question I would ask Mark Courtney, if he would sit down at the table, the first question would be this: Mark, the first article to my people's Bill of Rights reads as follows: Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion, comma, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Now, what that says, in matter of fact, is that there is no state church. And the state cannot tell me as an individual what I can believe. Now, that being said, I would say, now, the first commandment says, thou shalt have no other God before me. Now, which one of these is the law of this land? Because they both can't be. Can they? Caller?
I can't hear you, Henry.
Mm.
Yeah, you blanked out again.
I'll tell you what, man. I don't know what I could do here. I mean, I'm coming straight over the broadcast. I got to figure out why I'm blanking out. Maybe somebody's helping me blank out. Has this been a problem? Was this a problem yesterday?
Yeah, well, just on the phone line. I'm not sure about the internet, but just on the phone line, you're blanking out.
Let me see what this phone line looks like here. Let me see what I can look at here. Settings. Maybe. Microphone. How's that right there?
I can hear you.
I can
hear you, yeah, but after you start talking for a while, you blank out.
Let's see if I do this time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Did I?
You're good.
Okay. I think I found
one. You got the 8, and you blanked out.
Did I really? Man, I can't tell you guys why. It shouldn't be this way.
I mean,
I'm going straight into the broadcast. This isn't through no Skype or anything. I guess I'll just have to figure this out later, man. Damn it. I hate to have something like this in the middle of a broadcast when I'm trying to speak about something that's important. Anyway,
it's the call-in line. I don't know about on the internet, but it's just the call-in line that keeps coming in and out.
Just keep talking,
yeah.
Henry. Don't waste any more time with it. Just keep talking.
Well, I really wanted to hear what the caller had to say about what I had to say. We were talking about the first two clauses in the first article of the People's Bill of Rights. Is that the law or is the first commandment? Because they both can't be.
Henry.
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from Pennsylvania. You're sounding great on the internet. On the phone, you are bleeping in and out.
I cannot tell you guys why. It shouldn't be. But, I mean, this is something that they can do. I mean, I've been noticing a lot more things going wrong on the site daily. I mean,
yeah, but after you start talking for a while, you blank out.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just wondering if the caller who was there can address his opinion on this, which is the law of this land. The first two articles... The first two clauses of the first article of the Bill of Rights, or the first commandment, which is the law of this land. Now I can't hardly hear the callers. What the hell is going on?
Well, I agree with you there. As far as that goes, I've got no agreement with you whatsoever. What I would like to see is a round table discussion. I heard Joe at one time trying to do that with all the broadcasters, and from what he told me, nobody would do it. And that's why I'm suggesting this round table meeting between you and Joe and Mark Courtney, and get this thing settled once and for all, because, well, I do have some interest in the other party there, Robert.
I understand. You know, hey, man, I mean, most of the people I know are Christians. My family. I mean, to think that, I mean, my opinion is that the best chance Christianity has to survive in this country is that Bill of Rights. Under that Bill of Rights, I will die for your right to believe it. But you gotta die for my right not to. It's called free will. It is called free choice. It is called freedom and liberty.
I agree with you, Henry, 100%. My point is, I would like to have it aired out in a discussion between you, Joe, and Mark to see where they stand in relation to your beliefs.
I couldn't agree with you. I would love it, too. But you're not going to see it, because the problem here is those first two clauses, my friend. That's the problem. And I've been in the militias for, I don't know, close to 30 years. And every time that I've gotten into, you know, the place where I was working, you know, on projects within the militia, it always came down to the people who went sideways with me went sideways over religion, because I wouldn't join hands with them and pray, because I wouldn't be a hypocrite. I just want my goddamn Bill of Rights. And you cannot have this Bill of Rights under a theocracy. It doesn't work that way. The Bible, I'm sorry, but the Bible is not swearing testimony. It can be used in no common law court, period. The only testimony that, I mean, the only evidence or testimony that can be used is physical evidence. A physical person there with spoken testimony under oath, or written testimony that has been, you know, with a stenographer, that is sworn written testimony, and that it just ain't. And I mean, if you try to apply it, it's subject matter. It has so many meanings. That's why people have so much conflict over it, because one sentence can mean three different things to three different people. And goddamn if they don't kill each other over it, and be damned if they wouldn't try to control my life over it. You look back, you know, it wasn't that many years ago. Maybe, let's be honest about it, you know, 70, 80 years ago, there were places like, you know, if you lived with a woman out of wedlock, the town, they'd come in and beat the hell out of you and run you out of town on a rail. They made laws against you, you know, living together without the sanction of the church. In the original colonies, you know, like Salem, Massachusetts, they burned people alive. They see they got some, they had rye, like some rye grain, and it got molded. Well, LSD is made from this very same kind of mold. So they were hallucinating. And to find out the reason for their hallucinations, they turn to their Bible. And it must be a witch. So they burn people alive. You can't have that. I'm sorry. You cannot make the laws out of something that is not absolute. The Bill of Rights is written in absolute terms. It means absolutely the same thing to everybody. It can mean nothing else. It's written in fact of law. And it allows for the Christian to be a Christian. And it does not, I mean, you know, it's been distorted to, I mean, by like the faggots and everybody who wants to come out here and cram this socialist bullshit down our throats. It's been distorted. But how was it distorted? Did that happen? It happened after they took our common law courts away from us and took our authority away from us. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened, people. Any one of us could have stopped it. We sit back and waited for the military occupation to stop the military occupation. And that's what we're still doing today. They're not gonna. We're past the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break anyway, and we'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Bertram Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
The Illegal Immigration Assistance Program, a taxpayer-funded division of OATNUT. For Spanish, press 1, Portuguese 2, Arabic 3, Farsi 4, French 5, Swahili 6, German 7, Italian 8, and if you insist on English, please stand by.
If you're thinking about illegal immigration, be careful when you're choosing the nation, because breaking the law in some countries is frowned upon. Imagine that. Sneak into China, they'll call you a spy and ship you to Mongolia till you die. In the Sudan, they'll hang you and the camel you rode in on. Yeah, and don't go hiking and enter Iran, or you might never be heard from again. And in Mexico, you might face a firing squad. Forget all about going to North Korea. That's a great example of a bad idea. So when it comes down to it, there's only one option you got. Yeah, come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. Come to the USA. It will be your lucky day, cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Like health care, welfare, free education, help with your voter registration and driver's license and credit cards and license plates for your car. Lots of jobs for you to do and employers who'll turn a blind eye to. Come to the USA. The Constitution will help you start a house of prostitution if that's the kind of work that you want to do. You see, those gringo infidels are crazy. They'll give citizenship to your new baby. So you see, there's really only one choice for you. Come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. Come to the USA. It will be your lucky day. Cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Yeah, you get public housing and cable TV and food stamps and even government cheese. The borders are a swinging door. Go home for a visit and come back for more. There's sanctuary and amnesty. Bring the whole family eventually. Yeah, come to the USA.
This has been a public service message sponsored by OatNut, dedicated to the collapse of the American way of life. Yes.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively, Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time. And that, of course, was Ray Stevens with Come to the USA. Just, it's a big hoe. Get you some. You know, back to the thing. McNeil and Cornkier are never going to, they wouldn't even acknowledge I exist, okay? Let alone think that they got to talk to me. You know, they love the people, the masses of people that we brought. They just would, I mean, but you're supposed to bring in them, they're supposed to sign up for that religious army that old Bill Cooper was talking about. Bill Cooper nailed it. I mean, he nailed it clean. There are no militia in this country. There are political armies. And there are religious armies, either of which will kill you if you refuse to go along with what they're doing, period. They're our militia. You and I are a militia. The people, the bulk of the people are the militia. And, you know, I suggest, you know, if 5 or 10 of you get together and train, I mean, the videos are on the site. You got the videos. Be trained. And train, I mean, it's like going, into any situation that you haven't trained for. You're not going to do very well if you haven't practiced. Practice makes perfect, and you want to do a good job. And I like, you know, when I first started doing this, I said it straight up. A couple hundred million of my people are going to have to die coming into this mess just because they're ignorant and they don't know what's going on. They'll get their education and guerrilla training the hard way. But when that's all over, a couple of million people are going to be dead, but the ones left are going to be the meanest motherfuckers you people ever could dream of. And they're not going to be some soft-boiled people you're going to push around, or you're going to say at the end of the war you're going to come and attack them and make them accept a theocracy. You better think again. They will be the most hard, and you know, like if they start chopping off heads, you better just get the hell out of their way, or they'll chop your goddamn head off. You're not going to have no control over them. Make no mistake about it. And none of it's going to stop until that Bill of Rights is carved in stone like that goddamn Georgia Guidestones. Until everybody understands you are going to leave us alone. No little group is going to, no group of any kind is going to get together and start taking what belongs to all of us for their exclusive selves and then start lording over the rest of us. It ain't going to happen. That ain't why we're fighting. That ain't why we'll die. We're not going to die for that. We're not going to fight so we can get our old masters back because we'll learn the good old boys and they're ranchers, farmers. You know that you've used that all my life, the ranchers and the loggers and the miners and the all holier than thou farmers. It's industry, 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 industry. It used to be sacred back when this country began. But when it all went to corporation, they did too. And they have enjoyed the riches of corporation taken from the rest of us. They created the BLM so that they could lock off the lands and take them exclusively for themselves. And they did it through their Masonic dirty church cabal. Through their secret societies that exist in the churches and in those Masonic lodges, period. And that's not going to be anymore. That ain't why I would sacrifice my life so that you could, Lord, so I could have a different master, the old massa back. He a better massa. He give me more food for my table. Ain't gonna happen. Let's see now. Now, you know, then this guy here, you know, these guys love Trump too. These new guys over there. And as far as the micro effect, you know, he was talking about McNeil being a part of this discussion. What discussion? This guy either understands what's going on and he totally rejects the dirty church Masonic cabal, or he's going to embrace it and have money, because that's how you have money in this country. John Kelly, appointed DHS official, urges extend work permits for 300,000 migrants. This is from Breitbart. And see, this is what I'm talking about. I can't think of his name, son of a bitch, that had head of Breitbart that was in the administration there with Trump. See, he's went back over to Breitbart. They're planning on the next election right now. How are we going to get these goddamn fools to come out and do this again? And they see, so he goes back and he pretends, you know, the controlled opposition, like he's, you know, Trump's really this good guy, and I'm reflecting it over here. He has to, you know, because he's in there with all of these international communists, what have you, he's got to act this way. But really, you know, I'm going to bring this out and I'm going to hold him to the fire, and we're going to get this country straightened out for the good old boys, for the ranchers and the loggers and the farmers, you know, industry.
Henry, it's Steve Bannon.
Steve Bannon. Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
Absolutely correct. And this is from Steve Bannon's outfit, who was with right there with Trump, sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The federal government should provide extended protective status to 300,000 non-citizens living in the United States, says a top John Kelly appointee at President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security. Oh, don't seem much different than the last one, does it? The proposed temporary amnesty comes from James Jim D. Nielsen, the Assistant Secretary for International Affairs in DHS's Office of Strategy, Policy, and Plans, just as top officials debate whether to end the temporary protected status designations for nationals from four Central American countries, many of whom have benefited from status renewals for close to two decades now. They work legally in great numbers. Well, no shit. We already knew that. It's because they're working our jobs. Or, I mean, if we would settle for being plebes and coolies again. Are living the American dream and have many thousands of American citizen children. And again, how did this rot get here? How did this happen? Where did they conjure up the authority to give our country to anybody, people? I didn't give it to them. You didn't give it to them. They have no paper document that says they can do any of this shit. It makes no sense to send citizens of Honduras, Nicaragua, and El Salvador back to their country of origin. No sense. Not when you have the multi-billionaires and even their opposition here, the good old boys, the good old boy dirty church cabal. Do you think they don't want you to have to compete with cheap labor to work for them in your country that they stole from you? Back to their country of origin, Nielsen, a former U.S. ambassador to Honduras appointed in 2014 by then-President Barack Obama, argues, same boss, just like the old boss, huh? Argues in an October 31st, 2017 memorandum obtained by Breitbart News. In the memo, Nielsen urges acting DHS Secretary Ellen Duke to extend these three countries' TPS, that's an extension, designation for 18 months. That's what Trump does, too. You know, I'm going to do it the first day, and then when the deadline comes, I'm going to extend it for 18 months. Speaking on behalf of foreigners in an administration that is supposedly aiming to buy American, hire American. So Steve Bannon's a good guy. So when he tells us that Trump's got this all straightened out, you deadheaded morons need to go out there and vote again. Boy, you're going to jump and do it, ain't you? Because by then he'll have Joe McNeil backing him with the real alternative news on the micro effect. While TPS was always meant to be temporary, Nielsen says these non-citizens have jobs in America. Well, our people don't have a very high workforce participation rate. Our people don't, much higher than the national average. That's because you took us away from our jobs and handed over these third worlds because you want us to work for slave wages. As of October 2017, 6.5 million Americans are unemployed, and that's a bullshit number. See, that's the one Trump is using. You know, he's comes up and brags that unemployment's down to 4.2% again after he campaigned the whole time on there's 90 million Americans out of work, and they're juicing the numbers. Okay, when they juice them for you, huh, con man?
They were doing that. They've been doing that for 6 years. For as long as your website's been alive, they've been doing that.
You betcha they have, Mark. Nielsen was appointed by former DHS Secretary and now White House Chief of Staff General John Kelly, having served with the United States Southern Command as civilian deputy to then Commander Kelly and later as then President Barack Obama's ambassador to Honduras. During his stint as DHS Secretary, Kelly granted a short-term TPS extension to Haiti despite the original reason for his designation, a 2010 earthquake having long passed more than, I mean, this is a scam. I'm going to tell you guys how this scam works. My son, he builds machines that put people out of work. And he flew to Minnesota, and he goes to these different places. And one of these places where I can't remember what they made or what the heck the deal was. But, you know, he said he went in there in the daytime and it's regular folks are working and then came on the night shift. And see, what they'd done is because they love, they're trying to help people around the world. So they had a Somali community that they just put together, brought all these Somali refugees over here because they care about the Somalians and to hell with the people of the United States. So when night shift comes on, they're all Somalians. This is why they're bringing these over here. I mean, one guy comes up and he goes, man, I need 200 Somalians to run this little thing here, a shift here. I want to order. They're ordering them up like this, people. I'm not kidding you. And so we got a refugee, these refugees coming from Somalia. We got to take them in, people. We got no choice because some son of a bitch wrote it down on a piece of paper and said that he could give a chunk of our country to Somalia. Zero authority to do so. But then they have the houses. This is just like, back in the times of the Grapes of Wrath. You know, they have the little buildings they live in. You know, they have their little apartments for the families, all this shit, you know. And they bring them in, and there's your little Somali community doing great things. And dirt cheap slave labor for one of your shifts, and pretty soon you work another shift in. That's why I didn't care too much about the machine he was sending there. Hopefully it'll put some Somalians out of work. Where were we here? But that's what they're doing across this country, people. when you hear about the, well, they're bringing in these people, like up in Idaho, I think they brought a Somali community up there. Wonder what industry they're getting ready to work up there that they want to work with international slave labor. Because that's what this so-called refugee program really is. And I promise you, the Trumper knows it. And the Trumper loves it because he's one of them. He wants slaves. He wants to be a king and look down on the peoples like him and his bitch did the other day when they started talking about that they were going to have authority to tell us over what we can put inside our bodies. I've decided I don't want my goyim slaves doing drugs, so I'm going to crack down on you. I'm going to have to bust a few of your heads, okay? But I'm king and I can do it, you two-faced son of a bitch.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
I just want to change the subject a little bit, I hope you don't mind. This Saudi Arabia prince thing where these princes now are being arrested and held and all that. You know, what's really going to be interesting is what these princes are telling, what stories they're telling. And I'll give you 10-to-1 odds that there's congressmen and senators involved with all this.
Oh,
and,
stock,
you know,
market.
You're never going to hear the names, but I guarantee goddamn you that there's some big, because corruption feeds itself, you know, and it's, you got these senators and congressmen, they're right in the middle of it, but you're never going to hear their names.
Well, you look, it's all the stock market, Mark, and you look, you know, they talk about billions made here, trillions made here. Do you see any of it? Because I don't. And they are, you know, once they make those fiat dollars appear after, you know, or even just digits in the computer by now, let's get real. Then they turn around with those digits in the computer and they come over and they're going to buy a highway. They're going to buy a big chunk of farmland with those digits in the computer that they created through fraud. There's nothing behind them. And this is, I mean, this is just the biggest goddamn, I mean, scam right in your face, and they do it every day. I mean, you look back at the stock market. Now they, oh, that's when America's doing great. It's when that stock market, you got to give them big tax breaks, by the way. That stock market has been, you know, it's been record profit since 2008. Have you people felt any of it? Since 2008, record profits as we watched our people moved out in the streets and into tent cities. Record profits as we're coming up on this next new tax plan that's real good for you
exactly,
and me.
Exactly, and these princes are the one getting all that money. That's why they're locked up right now, man. All these billionaires are getting all that cash, not us.
Well, the reason those Saudi Arabian princes are locked up is because they become powerful enough to threaten the king. I mean, they've made international.
But a lot of their holdings are American companies.
Well, what I'm telling you is that they have made international connections. I mean, what's it take to topple a king? What is a king in this day and time? He has his international connections. He has his wealth. I mean, it's all business, man. This is the corporate world. I mean, they've turned it all into a big corporation, haven't they? So when these guys get into a position, it's like a hostile takeover. The king's sitting there. I mean, they can call it kings or they can call it presidents or they can call it ministers, whatever in the hell they want to call it. It's all corporate. That's one thing that's for sure. They're CEOs and they see a hostile takeover. Well, this is where it kind of veers off the normal corporation kind of scheme because I'm still king. Go lock that son of a bitch up. He's not working for me. He's working for himself.
But
that's
the billionaires that we have here in America are doing the same goddamn thing the princes are doing.
Yeah.
But the billionaires here are protected by whoever. The ones over in Saudi are getting a shaft. I don't want to say getting a shaft, but the same damn things going on over here.
Well, the
and
truth is,
by
all whoever. All that wealth that those handful hold over there in Saudi Arabia belongs to their goddamn people. You think they went out and got the oil out of the ground? All they did was sign papers and make contracts, shuffle papers, and they get the lion's share of what the labor produces. Period. Just like here, you're right. Just like here, Mark. And it's going to stay that way, guys, until we come together with that Bill of Rights and put an end to it. Under that Bill of Rights, they can't do that to us. That Trump right now, if the common law was in place and the courts were in place, I could go prosecuting myself right now. Any one of you could. And that's what they fear more than anything. That's why they will do anything to stop it. And that's what you better remember. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, stay tuned for Spike Timmons with Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming up behind us here. That is The Word from the Trenches.